Between July and September of this year, the Human Rights Division at the UN Peacekeeping Mission in South Sudan registered 142 incidents of violence, a substantial reduction from the 351 incidents documented during the same period last year. The UNMISS quarterly report says the 142 incidents, however, affected 745 people across various parts of the country, while the number of incidents of violence has dropped compared to the same time last year. The report says 285 people were killed as a result of violence and 92 others subjected to sexual violence. UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom says the decrease is attributed to a decline in civilian casualties in the Equatorial region.
Upper Nile and Warab states were most affected by the violence, accounting for more than half of victims recorded during the period. Conventional parties to the conflict were responsible for the majority of civilian casualties in the reporting period.
UNMISS says there is a 25% decrease in violent incidents compared to the previous reporting period of April to June. In that period, the mission recorded 188 violent incidents, which affected 922 civilians. Tom says while UNMISS is encouraged by the decrease in violence affecting civilians, the mission is concerned about continuing rights abuses.
We do note that gross violations and abuses of human rights and international humanitarian law remain a widespread concern across the country.
UNMISS also documented 92 victims of sexual violence, including 20 rapes. It says at least 47% of the alleged perpetrators of sexual gender-based violence were family members, fellow community members, or neighbors of the victims. UNMISS says the situation of sexual and gender-based violence calls for more protection in the family and community settings where they remain vulnerable due to lower status of women and girls in South Sudanese society exacerbated by harmful traditional practices. UNMISS says a number of state actors are responsible for the acts of violence. They include the South Sudan People's Defense Force, SPLA-IO forces, and other opposition groups, as well as rebel groups like the National Salvation Front. SPLA-IO spokesperson Colonel Lampaul Gabriel says his party's forces were not involved in any violence against civilians.
This report of UNMISS is a little bit misplaced because we don't know who is fighting who in the upper line. They need to make proper investigation to make sure they know exactly who is attacking who.
Soba Samuel, the NASA spokesperson, also denied accusations in the UNMISS report.
That approach of forceful recruitment, it is something that it is not within part of our recruitment strategy. For us, we have vision, we have mission, and we have program, and we appeal to the hearts of people.
Efforts to reach SSPDF spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong for comment were unsuccessful as his non-phone lines were not going through. Tom says UNMISS has called on South Sudan's unity government to implement the roadmap of the peace deal as a way forward to address the problem.
UNMISS reiterates its call to the government of the Republic of South Sudan to fulfill all of its obligations, including upholding the human rights of all South Sudanese.
The report says Upper Nile continue to remain in a fragile and unpredictable situation due to the conflict that broke out between SPLA-IO forces and its splinter groups. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.